Zechariah chapter 1 through verse 1 through 21. In November of the second year of King Darius' reign, the Lord gave this message to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, and the grandson of Iddo. I, the Lord, was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore say to the people, this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Return to me, and I will return to you, said the Lord of Heaven's armies. Don't be like your ancestors who would not listen or pay attention when the earlier prophets said to them, this is what the Lord of armies says. Turn from your evil ways and stop all your evil practices. Where are your ancestors now? They and the prophets are long dead. But everything I said through my servants, the prophets, happened to your ancestors, just as I said. As a result, they repented and said, we have received what we deserve from the Lord of Heaven's armies. He has done what he said he would do. 3 months later, on February 15th, the Lord sent another message to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, and the grandson of Iddo. In a vision during the night, I saw a man sitting on a red horse that was standing among some myrtle trees in a small valley. Behind him were riders on red, brown, and white horses. I asked the angel who was speaking with me, my Lord, what do these horses mean? I will show you, the angel replied. The rider standing among the myrtle trees then explained, they are the ones the Lord has sent out to patrol the earth. Then the other riders reported to the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees, we have been patrolling the earth, and the whole earth is at peace. On hearing this, the angel of the Lord prayed this prayer. O Lord of Heaven's armies, for 70 years now you have been angry with Jerusalem and the towns of Judah. How long until you again show mercy to them? And the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. Then the angel said to me, shout this message for all to hear. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. My love for Jerusalem and Mount Zion is passionate and strong. But I am very angry with the other nations that are now enjoying peace and security. I was only a little angry with my people, but the nations inflicted harm on them far beyond my intentions. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I have returned to show mercy to Jerusalem. My temple will be rebuilt, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and measurements will be taken for the reconstruction of Jerusalem. Say this also. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. The towns of Israel will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort and choose Jerusalem as his own. And I looked up and saw four animal horns. What are these? I asked the angel who was talking with me. He replied, these horns represent the nations that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four blacksmiths. What are these men coming to do? I asked. The angel replied, these four horns, these nations, scattered and humbled Judah. Now these blacksmiths have come to terrify those nations and throw them down and destroy them. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 17. Then I witnessed in heaven an event of great significance. I saw a woman clothed with the sun and the moon beneath her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant, and she cried out because her labor pains and the agony of giving birth. And I witnessed in heaven another significant event. I saw a red dragon, large red dragon, with 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail swept away 1/3 of the stars in the sky, and he threw them to the earth. He stood in front of the woman as she was about to give birth, ready to devour her baby as soon as it was born. She gave birth to a son who was to rule all nations with an iron rod, and her child was snatched away from the dragon and was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where God had prepared a place to care for her for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. The dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all his angels. And I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "It has come at last, salvation and power, and the kingdom of God, and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to the earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who live in the heavens, rejoice. But terror will come on the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has little time. When the dragon realized that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But she was given two wings like those of a great eagle, so she could fly to the space prepared for her in the wilderness. There she would be cared for and protected from the dragon for a time, times, and half a time. Then the dragon tried to drown the woman with a flood of water that flowed from his mouth, but the earth helped her by opening its mouth from the mouth. Let's try that again. By opening its mouth and swallowing the river that gushed out from the mouth of the dragon. And the dragon was angry, and the woman declared war against the rest of her children, all who keep God's commandments and maintain their testimony for Jesus. Then the dragon took his stand on the shore beside the sea. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures.